This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Details of the suspected Club Q shooter's arrest last year on different charges have come out. The court unsealed those records yesterday. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports on what they reveal about Anderson Aldrich.
Authorities were called to Aldrich's mother's residence in June 2021. At that time, she said Aldrich made threats of having a bomb. Another relative said Aldrich had mentioned wanting to become the next mass shooter or something to that effect.
Two guns were seized, but prosecutors dismissed the charges. The district attorney says that's because family members who had been threatened stopped cooperating. In response to criticism, the prosecutor and local law enforcement say that the earlier arrest could not have prevented the Club Q attack. The Colorado Secretary of State's office is conducting a recount for a state House seat in Douglas County at the request of Republican candidate Kurt Huffman. He narrowly lost the race to Democrat Bob Marshall, but the margin was large enough that it did not trigger an automatic recount. Huffman is paying for the state to re-examine all of the ballots that required human adjudication for accuracy. The partial recall costs $700. In the mountains, good snow this fall should get another boost late Monday. Mike Nelson is chief meteorologist at Denver 7. He says the mountains tend to intercept the snow so it does not make it to the Front Range, but the National Weather Service says areas around Denver, Fort Collins, and Colorado Springs may see flurries from this incoming storm. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 106.